Thank you.
This is Queer Voices.
This is Jack Falinski, and I'm very honored to be able to talk to Andy Mills. Andy Mills was very important in this community, starting the Montrose Singers and the band that started here in Houston. And, you know, I was reading this story about you in Outsmart, and it's absolutely fascinating. I didn't know all of this about you. And we had a brief conversation beforehand about you were basically never in the closet.
Oh, never.
And I find that so amazing because, you know, the time that you grew up and being able to be who you are, because a lot of us struggle that are much younger than you, although I'm not that much younger than you are. but a lot of us did struggle through that.
I was very lucky. In the 50s, when my father died, I had to go to work. I had never heard the word gay, homosexual, faggot, queer. None of that had ever, never been said to me, or I heard it. And I had to work on weekends, and my mother, sister, and brother would go to our summer house, and I would bar hop. And I got tired of the piano bars with the hookers. And so I'd bar hop and bar hop, and I walked into a bar that was full of men. I thought, yay! And that's how I got introduced. And I've never changed, and I'm very happy with my life. And I'm blessed by it.
How did music come into your life?
My mother had been a concert pianist, and I played piano. The first school I went to didn't let boys play piano, only
really?
Girls.
Wow.
So my sister would study and then bring, she hated it. She'd bring her music home and then I'd practice it. And then for a while we moved and there was a school with a band and I played tuba because that was the only instrument they had. And then we moved again to Wisconsin. I met a wonderful music teacher at the school, and he got me involved again. And I've been in it ever since. And I went to Ohio State and studied piano. And then I went to Europe because my lover was in the Army and went to Europe, so I followed him. And I studied conducting while I was there. And I was lucky enough to study with Herbert von Karajan in Berlin.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Once a month, I got a lesson with him.
So music has been part of your entire life.
Oh, yeah.
Although you've worked in other careers, but
yes.
Music was basically what kept you together. So how did music and the gay communities, well, actually, before I ask that, I had no idea that you actually played for John F. Kennedy's funeral.
Yeah, I was in the Navy band when I was in the Navy. I was guaranteed that job before I even signed to join the Navy, that I would be a pianist for the Navy band. So I played in the White House for the Kennedys and marched in his inaugural parade and marched in his funeral parade. And I had broken my arm while I was in college. And eventually it began a deterioration in my right wrist, so I had to give up piano. And if you're a young, aspiring conductor, if you don't have an instrument, you're dead in the water.
Okay.
So I went into the restaurant business.
But before you talk about that, it must have been a real magic time during the Kennedy administration.
Oh, it was awesome. D.C. lit up like a Christmas tree. There was so much excitement in the city, on the streets, everywhere. He was magic.
It's Camelot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So then you got into the restaurant business, and you worked at some very famous restaurants?
Not really famous. I worked in private clubs, managing private clubs.
Okay.
Before I came to Houston, I was a GM for a restaurant, bar, etc., disco on Fire Island, which a job I loved. And I had 4 months off every year, so I'd come down here for the winters. And after the second winter, I thought, well, I had a home in New York City. My room and board was provided at work. And my partner and I had bought a house here. I said, there's something wrong with this picture. So I told my bosses on Fire Island, I said, don't mess with me, because I'll quit on you in a minute. Because they would nag, nag, nag. What about this? What about that? And I, 4th of July, I said, I told you, don't mess with me. And I quit. Called a boat, put all my stuff on the boat, went to New York, loaded up a truck, and moved to Houston.
Was Houston a big culture shock for you?
I thought it would be. But I knew Betty Gardner. She was my partner's voice teacher, and he sang with the Houston Grand Opera. So through her, I got the inside of the opera, ballet, the LA Theater, and the productions were superb. And I didn't miss Broadway or the Metropolitan at all.
Wow, wow. We're talking to Andy Mills, who is, later in the interview, we'll talk about his celebration concert that's coming up this weekend. So how did the Montrose Singers and the band start?
Well, the first men's chorus was in San Francisco and was started to have a group sing at a Harvey Milk memorial. And then a few months later, somebody here said, oh, Andy, let's start a chorus. So I started the Montrose Singers. We couldn't use the word gay because this was in 79 and right, we'd have been stoned to death. So we called it the Montrose Singers. And then in 79, when we went to the March on Washington, there was like a 25-piece band from Houston and the 125-piece L.A. band were the only bands in the March on Washington in 79.
Wow.
So when we came back, that band disbanded because that was only for that purpose. So I called the director and asked him if I could start the band up, and so I changed it from the Montrose Marching Band to the Montrose Symphonic Band because none of them wanted to march.
Gotcha.
And so that's how that started. And then all these people came out of nowhere who wanted to play but didn't want to march. And some of them getting too old to march.
Yeah, okay.
And it bloomed up to a 90-piece
wow.
Band.
Wow, wow. And you helped organize the international band organization?
Yeah. The chorus organization was first, and there were five of us that met in Chicago, five conductors, and we formed the Gala Organization, which was a gay and lesbian chorus association.
Right, okay.
And then about a year and a half later, we got together in L.A. and formed the Lesbian and Gay Bands of America. And so the chorus organization is now about 200 choruses around the world and 12,000 singers, And the band has got like 25 bands in this country and about 1,000 performers. And the choruses can't meet because of expenses.
Sure.
So they've divided it up to the American section, the European section, the African and Asian section. So there's three groups that are all part of the main group.
Okay. So when these, when you were organizing the chorus and the band, was there a concern about people being out playing for an organization?
Oh, yes. There were no cameras allowed at concerts.
Wow.
There were some people, particularly school teachers, who couldn't march in the parades. So it was a concern that you could, you know, lose your job or your family. And I always said, you know, if you can't, you can't. But they'd love to come and rehearse, and we played good music.
Well, and you know, I talk a lot about politics, but the cultural stuff is just as important.
Oh, absolutely.
And being able to have an organization of gay and lesbian or, you know, of anything is very, very important. And it also helps people struggling of coming out.
Absolutely, it does. And it, the organizations become a family. The band members all look after each other. If anybody's in trouble, there's a bunch there to help. Whenever we would go, say, to Dallas to play, or L.A., or San Francisco, Chicago, we'd lose three members who found a friend that lived there, and we'd gain a few members had met somebody from our group. So it was just switching off. We wound up with the same number of performers.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Andy, this Friday at Meteor at 6 p.m. on the 30th, you're going to be receiving a proclamation from the mayor.
Oh, really?
And, you know, I look forward to that. And then on Saturday, there's a tribute concert to you at Resurrection MCC at West 11th Street, and that starts at 7:30.
That's correct.
And I would encourage everybody to go see that, because you certainly made a lot of history here in Houston.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute, and this was not supposed to be a tribute to me. This was a salute. This is a salute to the GLBT community worldwide that are musicians and help keep this alive.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Andy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jack. It was a pleasure being here. And I hope I see all of you on Saturday night at the Resurrection MCC, or Friday night at Meteor from 6 to 9.
You're listening to Queer Voices.